सूतनोऽर्हसि भाषितुम् कथा हरिकतो दर्काः सतां स्युः सदसि ध्रुवम् एतच्छुश्रुषतां विद्वन् सूतनोऽर्हसि भाषितम् कथा हरिकथो दर्काः सतां स्युः सदसि ध्रुवम् एतच्छुश्रुषतां विद्वन् सूतनोऽर्हसि भाषितुम् कथा हरिकथो दर्काः सतां स्युः सदसि ध्रुवम् एतत् दिस् शुश्रूषताम् आफ् दोस् ईगर् टु हियर् विद्वन् ओ लर्नड् सूत सूत गोस्वामी नः अन्टु अस् अर्हसि मे यु डू इट् भाषितुम् जस्ट् टु एक्स्प्लेन् इट् कथाः टापिक्स् हरिकथा उदर्काः result in the topics of the Lord, satam of the devotees, sihu, maybe, sadasi, in the assembly, dhruvam, certainly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O learned Suta Goswami, please continue to explain such topics to us because we are all eager to hear. Besides that, topics which result in the discussion of the Lord Hari should certainly be discussed in the assembly of devotees. As we have already quoted above from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami, even mundane things, if dovetailed in the service of the Lord Shri Krishna, are accepted as transcendental. For example, the epics or the histories of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which are specifically recommended for the less intelligent classes, women, Shudras, unworthy sons of the higher castes, are also accepted as Vedic literature because they are compiled in connection with the activities of the Lord. Mahabharata is accepted as the fifth division of the Vedas after its first four divisions, namely Sam, Yajur, Rig and Atharva. The less intelligent do not accept Mahabharata as part of the Vedas, but great sages and authorities accept it as the fifth division of the Vedas. Bhagavad Gita is also part of the Mahabharata, and it is full of the Lord's instruction for the less intelligent class of men. Some less intelligent men say that Bhagavad Gita is not meant for householders, but such foolish men forget that Bhagavad Gita was explained to Arjun, who is a grihastha, family man, and spoken by the Lord in his role as a grihastha. So Bhagavad Gita, although containing the high philosophy of the Vedic wisdom, is for the beginners in the transcendental science. And Srimad Bhagavatam is for graduates and postgraduates in the transcendental science. Therefore, literatures like Mahabharata, the Puranas, and similar other literatures, which are full of the pastimes of the Lord, are all transcendental literatures, and they should be discussed with full confidence in the society of great devotees. The difficulty is that such literatures, when discussed by professional men, appear to be mundane literature, like histories or epics, because there are so many historical facts and figures. It is said here, therefore, that such literatures should be discussed in the assembly of devotees. Unless they are discussed by devotees, such literatures cannot be relished by the higher class of men. So the conclusion is that the Lord is not impersonal in the ultimate issue. He is the Supreme Person, and He has His different activities. He is the leader of all living entities, and He descends at His will by His personal energy to reclaim the fallen souls. Thus He plays exactly like the social, political, or religious leaders. Because such roles ultimately culminate in the topics and discussions of the Lord, all such preliminary topics are also transcendental. That is the way of spiritualizing the civic activities of human society. Men have inclinations for studying history and many other mundane literatures, stories, fiction, dramas, magazines, newspapers, etc. So let them be dovetailed with the transcendental service of the Lord, and all of them will turn to the topics relished by all devotees. Propaganda that the Lord is impersonal, that He has no activity, that He is dumb stone without any name and form, has encouraged men to become godless, faithless demons. And the more they deviate from the transcendental activities of the Lord, the more they become accustomed to mundane activities that only clear their path to hell instead of returning back home, back to Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam begins from the history of the Pandavas with necessary politics and social activities, and yet Srimad Bhagavatam is said to be Paramahamsa Samhita, or the Vedic literature meant for the topmost transcendentalist, and it describes Param Jnanam, the highest transcendental knowledge. Pure devotees of the Lord are all Paramahamsas, and they are like the swans who know the art of sucking milk out of a mixture of milk and water. Om Adhyanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraha Shri Udapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Upesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyaybacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O learned Suta Goswami, please continue to explain such topics to us because we are all eager to hear. Besides that, topics which result in the discussion of the Lord Hari should certainly be discussed in the assembly of devotees. So this chapter is entitled Pure Devotional Service. And it began with verses describing how Parikshit Maharaj can approach the gods and different desires that the gods can fulfill. Which god to approach for fulfillment of which desires was mentioned, even though it was or it is not a recommendation. So then finally when Shukadev Goswami took a pause and Suta Goswami took a pause and Shaunakadi Rishi is requesting Suta Goswami to please continue narrating the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, being the second canto and the third chapter, addressing Parikshit Maharaj's questions as to what is the duty of a person who's on his deathbed, and also what is the duty of every man, because everyone is subsequently going to die. And in reply to that, Shukadev Goswami initially suggested that you train yourself in appreciating material nature as the body of the Lord. Everything is the creation of the Lord, and the universe is actually the body of the Lord. Just as we have a body and we have a soul within, and also the universe consisting of similar elements and also the same proportions, it represents the body of the Lord, and the Lord is the soul of the universe. When that yoga begins, when that connection with the Supreme Lord begins, then he was told to then fix his mind on the Lord directly. And the process of yoga was mentioned. Yam, niyam, asana, and so again, all these are mentioning, or mentions, are they are not recommendations. These are the ways that you can do. And now the obvious obstacle on the path of yoga could be Ashtanga, it could be Bhakti Yoga, is material desires. Because the mind is agitated, there are so many unfulfilled desires, and as long as you have desires, then you can't focus. You will be forced to go and do something about it. So how do you purify yourself? Because that's a blemish. So then Shukadev Goswami is mentioning that the process of worshipping the gods, because they have awarded us this body consisting of the senses, and by appeasing them and by regulated means one fulfills one desire, and one purifies one's senses, and then one can peacefully sit and perform yoga and meditate on the Lord. However, as we know that even in the Gita, Krishna rejected that process. Yepi anya devata bhakta jajante shraddhayanvitah tepi mameva kaunteya jajanti avidhi purvakam. That even if you worship any god, it is tantamount to worshipping me only. Because all the gods represent the different limbs of the Lord. Yeah, so naturally, you cannot appreciate, like somebody has a very nice long arms. You're not going to say, you have a very nice hand. Yeah. You know, it's not separate, it's just a part of his personality. You know. So, ultimately, even if you worship or even if you appreciate a certain aspect of the body, you are appreciating the personality. So in that sense, the Lord has said that if you go to any god, it is tantamount to worshipping me only. But he is saying, avidhi purvakam, it is not the correct process. It's not necessary. And especially because the gods, they cannot award, or they are beyond the jurisdiction of yoga. Because they themselves, you know, why in the Vaishnava tradition we are suggested not to worship the gods? We respect the gods, but we don't worship them. It's because they are karma mishra bhaktas. Not all of them, especially because today is a very auspicious day of the appearance of Madhvacharya, who happens to be also a position of a god. He's Vayu. And he's one god who is Shuddha Bhakta. And Madhvacharya in his teaching says that if you want to approach Vishnu, there is no other way but to go via Vayu. So, obviously he has appeared as our Acharya and there's no other way but to go through him. But considering all other gods who are karma mishra bhaktas, that means they also want to fulfill their desires along with being in the temple sometimes and, you know, worshipping the Lord and asking for material favors so that they can be happy with their family, husband, wife, children and good health and all those kind of things. So they want the best of both. They want to keep the Lord also happy. They want to have a good material life also. So that is karma mishra bhakti. They are mixing material desires along with desires to serve Krishna. So therefore, approaching them may contaminate the devotee. You won't get good inspiration. They are beyond the jurisdiction of yoga. Because when you go into bhoga, there's no yoga actually. That's why in the beginning when Shukdev Goswami sat with Parikshit Maharaj to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam, at that time all the gods come and they tell Parikshit that here, what are you afraid of? You are afraid of death. So here we award you Amrit from the Swarga. Drink it and become immortal. The snake, you have been cursed to be bitten by the snake. You will be bitten, but you will not die. Here it is. But in exchange of this, we request you that you give me that Amrit which you are going to receive. Bhagavata Amrit. Take this Amrit from Swarga and give us that. But Parikshit Maharaj rejected. He says, no, sorry. Shukdev Goswami is sitting there. He says, I'm not going to speak Bhagavatam to you. Because to speak Bhagavatam, you need a good audience. Unless you don't have a good audience, unless you don't have the person, a good receptacle, you can't pour in the contents. So Shukdev Goswami said, no, I'm not. You're not qualified. You are giving glass and you are asking for diamonds in return. Not possible, please. So you see, many times people confuse. In fact, it is Madhvacharya who explained that mukti is not just one category. People feel mukti means that's the end. But it was Madhvacharya who very meticulously explained that beyond mukti, there are various stages. Based on your tap, based on your devotion, based on your bhava, that you can be situated in service to the Supreme Lord. Just yesterday when I was speaking, I said that how only Krishna can give you mukti. Tameva viditva timrityumeti nanyah pantah vidyadeyanaya. Vedas say, only when you know tam, that Supreme Lord, then only you can get mukti. Lord Shri Krishna, only, none other. So then immediately one boy came and asked me, that what about that, you know, that Mrityunjaya mantra, when you chant for Lord Shiva, that also promises that you will get mukti, you will get moksha. So that is the general idea that people have about mukti. Like Markandeya, you know, he was worshipping Lord Shiva, and at the time when Yamaraj came to take him, he held on to Lord Shiva, Shivling, and Yamaraj, he threw the ropes around him which went on Lord Shiva's linga, and Shiva appeared and killed Yamaraj. And therefore Lord Shiva's name became Kalakal Mahakal. So they say, that's also mukti. He did not die and he was blessed with a very, very long life, as good as eternity. But again, so therefore, continuing to live in this body is not mukti. And people think mukti means just one thing. Okay? Not dying is mukti. But actually, that's something else. And therefore, the gods cannot come in the realm. They have no role to play. They have no part to play. They cannot legislate the path of yoga. And especially the path of Bhagavat. Shravanam Kirtanam. What is the need for a devotee to go to anyone? They are administrators, they are managers of the, you know, universe, and they have their duties to perform. It's got nothing to do with bhakti. Why to go? When you are at home, say a child is at home, he wants to eat ice cream, he wants to eat, drink some Sprite or something like that, you know, or some. So he opens the fridge and he'll find everything there. If everything is at home, why does he need to go to the shop and purchase something? Everything is available in house. So therefore Krishna says that don't need to go anywhere else, just simply. And therefore, the process of purification of the senses is by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is the conclusion, and therefore the previous chapter ended with that. Yes, all the verses were spoken. Bhagavan Brahma Karsneena Triran Vikshamaneshaya Tat Adhyavasyat Kutasto Ratir Atman Yato Bhavet. That even Brahma read the Vedas three times over and tried to understand it in different ways, and he came to the conclusion that only by developing, the goal is to develop your attachment for Atman. Atma. What is Atma? Bhagavan. The Supreme Lord is known as Atma. We are known as Jiva. The difference between the soul and super soul is Atma and Jiva. So, Ratir Atman Yato Bhavet. And how do you do that? Tasma Sarvatmana Rajan Haris Sarvatra Sarvada Shrutavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Rana. So therefore, Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan, wholeheartedly, Haris Sarvatra Sarvada, in all places, Sarvatra, Sarvada, at all times, Shrutavya, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Kirtitavyascha, speak Srimad Bhagavatam, Smartavya Bhagavan Ranam, and always remember Srimad Bhagavatam and Lord Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. So that is the process. That is the process, and not to go to any god here and there. In fact, it may be the other way around. you go to purify yourself and you may get contaminated. Because the gods have no role to play. They cannot legislate the dissemination of Srimad Bhagavatam in any way. That cannot be checked. And therefore, that is the message, that you stick to this main principle. No matter how polluted a person is, he can be purified by this process. Just recently, somebody called me. I don't know the person, but through some contact, I got a call saying that my brother committed suicide and I don't know what to do. I went to Gaya and we performed all the last rites. But still, I can see visions of him appearing. The sister is saying all these things. Visions of him appearing and holding my hand and saying that I'm not peaceful, I'm frightened, help me, help me. And then through somebody, I got a call and said that please say something which will make them peaceful, or what should they do to make the departed soul peaceful. And so then I said that we have a very similar episode in the Bhagavat Mahatmya of Gokarna, where the brother passes away and because he was so sinful, he becomes a ghost. And the brother Gokarna goes to Gaya and performs the last rites, the topmost high seat of Shraddha. Nothing higher than going to Gaya to perform the rites for the departed ancestors. Now, even after having done that, when he comes back home, he finds the spirit of his brother wandering around. And he's wondering, what is this? How can that happen? I just did the rites. And then the brother communicated to him, saying that I'm so sinful that even what you did was, though perfect, still did not liberate me. So you please chant Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we see that how he, for 7 days, installing a bamboo shoot in the middle and inviting all his neighbors and his relatives, friends, and conducted the Srimad Bhagavatam. And each day, one knot of the bamboo would crack, and in that way 7 knots were there. And the bamboo represents a seat. Ghosts, they say, can sit in bamboo shoot. That is a sitting place. So that was an asana for his brother. And every day one knot would crack, representing that he was becoming liberated from his attachments and sins. And the last day the entire shoot cracked open and he was liberated. He attained a 400 Vaikunthavasi form and returned back home, back to Godhead. And he stopped them. In fact, he asked them that, how is it that my brother, who has been so sinful, he has been a ghost and he got liberated? I spoke the Bhagavatam and all these people also heard Srimad Bhagavatam. So why aren't they liberated? So then the Vaikunthavasi said, that's because there was a difference. This ghost, he was so sinful. Your brother was so sinful. And he was so repentant. The repentance in him, the quality of his hearing was different from your speaking and the audience hearing. But don't worry, because of the power of Srimad Bhagavatam, you conduct one more class, one more saptaha, and most certainly, not just you, but all these people also will be delivered. So, wonderful stories are there of Bhagavat Purana. It's called as Purana, and therefore Prabhupada is saying that people do not consider the Purana as authoritative as the Vedas. Vedas are the word of God, but Puranas are not so much. But no, the Vedas themselves proclaim. Chandogya Upanishad, it says, Itihasa Puranam Panchamam Vedanam, that the Puranas are the 5th Veda. Then the Bhagavatam also, 4th chapter. Rig Yajur Sam Atharvakya Chatvaras Vedas Chatvar Udritaha. Itihasa Puranam cha panchamo Veda Uchyate. That Itihasa, history, like Ramayana and Mahabharata, today's Vijayadashami, also very important day, Dasara. Panchama, Veda. So it is as authoritative as the Vedas. So Purana. Bhagavad Purana is the topmost Purana. It is said, Pura api navam iti Purana. It is old, but it is new also. Pura api navam iti Puranam. And we can understand that even though we read it 5,000 years from now, and still it is as fresh as ever. So relevant. So relevant. I mean, the Ramayana took place 17.24 million years ago. In the 24th millennium of Vaivasvata Manu, 17.24 million years or so. Not even in this millennium. So says Brihad Bhagavata Amrit, Rupa Goswami. It's that many, it's that old history. Modern history does not go beyond 2000 years. Even Jesus Christ, what he did between the age of 13 to 30 is not so much known. Not very clear. So even history 2000 years old is not very clear to us. But here is history which is like... So this is the power of bhakti as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, there's a wonderful story also spoken by Navayogendra Maharaj, which I heard, of the butcher Sadan. Sadan Kasai. He was not exactly a butcher, but he used to sell meat. And one day a Brahmin was passing by and he noticed that the weight that he was using to weigh the meat was shalagram. He was shocked. What is this? So he comes and he pays some money. He says, will you sell it to me? He says, yeah, okay, take it. And he gives a good amount and takes the shalagram to his house and starts worshipping it. So after a few days, this Brahmin gets a dream. The Lord appears and he says, why have you brought me here? I was enjoying actually there. That Sadan, you had so much of devotion for me. He's my devotee actually, you do not know. He's caught up in that circumstance. It is circumstantial only. But he actually has love for me. And he used to enjoy when he used to pick me up and put me there on that balance. So even though you are a good devotee and all that, but still I prefer being there rather than being here. So the Brahmin, he brought it back and he explained it to this butcher. And he says that the Lord appeared to me and he said that he wants to be with you. And do you know what this is? This is not stone. This is actually shalagram. So when he came to know, he immediately gave up his profession. He realized, he remembered that he is actually a bhakta, gave up selling meat and he made a trip to Jagannath Puri. It is said. So that was a transformation which took place immediately. And then on the way he waits in some home and because he was very attractive to look at, a lady fell in love with him who was already married. And she wanted to unite with him, but she realized that her husband was an obstacle, so she slit his throat and said that now I am free. I know that that could have been an obstacle for you, but now you can just be with me. And he was aghast and he said, how can you do this? Rubbish. No, I am a musician. I have to go to Jagannath Puri to surrender my life to him. And no, how can you do that? And she starts screaming and calling the people saying that, oh, because when she knew that she was being rejected by this man, she couldn't take it and because she would be blamed for the death of her husband. So she called people and they got him arrested and blamed him for the murder. And the king sentenced that his hands would be chopped off. Seeing the circumstance, he should have been given the death punishment. But seeing that he was not all that guilty, he was naive. Okay, get his hands chopped off. But still, continued his journey, pilgrimage to Jagannath Puri. And there, Jagannath, knowing that he was a devotee from past life, sent palanquins by his devotees. the devotees came and said that Jagannath has sent palanquin for you. He was surprised. And he came and he worshipped and he got a revelation that he was a devotee in his past life. He was a very wonderful devotee. But unfortunately, he was a Brahmin actually. And one day while he was walking, a butcher was chasing a cow. And it crossed him. And the butcher asked him, did you see the cow go in any direction? And he did not want to say it, but he pointed it out to him. The butcher went and killed the cow. So being moral also sometimes can be difficult. So for that sin, he had to have his hands chopped off. And for the sin of killing the cow, the butcher became the husband of this lady. And the cow who was butchered became the lady. So that way the arrangement was made. Yes. So we hear of such stories, you know, which is not an exaggeration by any means. In fact, the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Naivam vidaf purushakar urkramasya pumsam tadangri rajasa jita shada gunanam. That anybody who takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes freed from the six whips of material existence. Thirst, hunger, illusion, envy, old age, disease. Yannam adheyam aduna. It is said that just once, sagradadadita yannam adheyam aduna sajahati bandham, and he is freed from all the bondages. So that is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam, the power of bhakti. And that process of hearing and chanting of Srimad Bhagavatam is the process to be followed by all kinds of people. There is no need to go anywhere else, no matter how sinful it is. In fact, because today is Dasara, is befitting to mention that when Lord Ram was in his final day of battle with Ravan, and he was trying to cut off the heads of Ravan, he was stationed on the chariot given by Indra, and the charioteer was Matali, the personal charioteer of Indra. And he shot an arrow towards Ravan, which divided into 10 and chopped off his 10 heads. And to Lord Ram's surprise, he found that again the 10 heads appeared. And that went on and on and on and on. And Ravan, playing the part of a human being, is wondering that how can I kill him if I cannot cut off his heads? And this will go on forever. This battle doesn't seem to have an end. So that time Agastya Rishi came to him and said that you should invoke the Brahmastra and you should chant the Aditya Hridaya Mantra, because he has a blessing that his head and arms can never be chopped off. It will reappear no matter what you do. So aim at his heart. So he said, all right. Then he chants the Aditya Hridaya Stotram. And he invokes the Brahmastra on that. Double effect. And then he aims at the heart of Ravana. And then finally that was the end of it. And the arrow goes through his heart and enters into the earth and back into the quiver of Lord Ram. So that indicates the stubbornness of material attachments. That no matter how hard you try, but the anarthas keep reappearing. One day you feel, okay, I'm fine, I've become a pure devotee. The next day you feel again, okay, I've become the worst of the worst. no amount of any tapasya or any kinds of purification, going to holy dham and anything, it does not really. Therefore, Acharya also says that bahu tirthera brahman keval manera bhram. Sometimes to think that even, you know, going for tirthyatra, lot of tirthyatra, one tirthyatra after another, is also only an illusion of the mind. It's not going to help you. So what is the process? Process is that Aditya Hridaya Mantra, Stotram, Brahmastra. So that is the Brahmastra here, Srimad Bhagavatam. That is it. And therefore, then at the end of this chapter, in the last chapter, it is explained that how one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bile Baturu Kramana Vikraman Nye Rasharnavata Karna Pute Narasya Jivvasati Dar Durke Vasuta Nachopagayati Urugaya Gatha. A person who does not use this very simple process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then his ear holes are like the holes on the earth, snake holes. Bile Baturukrama Navikramandi Na Shrinvata Karana Putena Rasya Jibvasati Dar Durikeva Sutta. And his tongue, which vibrates all material nonsense, speaking all rubbish, those that are not connected with Krishna consciousness, then that is like the croaking of a frog. So when the croaks, it is attracting the snake. Trouble, basically. Trouble. Only trouble when you speak something which is not connected with Krishna. So, jivva sati dar durkeva suta na chopagayati guru gaya gatha. So such people will never, even by accident, speak anything about Krishna. So therefore it is said that tadashmasaram hridayam vatedam nagrayyamane harinama dehi. That a person whose heart does not melt on hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, tears do not appear in the eyes of those people who hear Srimad Bhagavatam or take the names of the Lord. So such a person's heart is like iron, steel framed. So that is the process. Has to be taken very seriously, even though it is very simple, as I said previously. As one Maharaj was saying in his class, that something which is simple is not always not powerful. We cannot say that it is, should not be trivialized. Just like the foundation of a computer is binary, yes, 0 and 1, but it makes the computer so powerful. Similarly, the foundation of bhakti is very simple. That is to simply hear and chant about Krishna, Krishna Leela, Srimad Bhagavatam, and that will award us the highest benefit. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jai.